you could socialize with everyone there.
Yes. But we were not, if we were to give a social event, it was understood we would not invite the North Koreans or the Vietnamese or, well, any representatives of any country with which we did not have normal diplomatic relations. But we were not to make an issue at social functions sponsored by others. Mm-hmm. Although we were not to go out of our way, such as to walk across the room to shake hands with them.
Did you ever, in addition to never then exchanging words with the North Vietnamese, did you ever meet the Vietnamese or have any words with the Vietnamese ambassador?
Just casually. And they kept away from me more than I keeping away from them. Mm-hmm. Now the Kampuchean representatives at first would turn tail and run. Their second-ranking person was the wife of their representative, and he was frequently gone. And there was one occasion in the International Club when she literally. I was coming down to get my coat from the cloakroom, and she literally turned tail and not just walked, she ran away. But later on, that changed, and they would go out of their way to talk to us after the invasion. Note Mrs. Ken Galbraith, Ken Galbraith himself, not part of the group, visited with us.
He had come earlier. He had come in the Kissinger years and wrote a book about how the Chinese, I've seen the future and it works, wasn't that the title of it or something?
No.
It's a takeoff on that.
China Tours, it's a, not a very revealing title, a very slim volume. I've read it. By this time, the tourist groups are really picking up, and more American groups coming. I know here in late April, we had a dinner for the Ted Sorensen, the counselor to President Kennedy, and Bob Rosa from Harriman Brothers Brown, both of whom were good on the China question.
Sorensen's book on Kennedy, I noticed this summer, has been translated into Chinese and is for sale all over China.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting. That takes us up very closely to the Brzezinski visit.
What we'll stop and do a separate one on the Brzezinski visit, but I just had one question. I have an appointment in a couple minutes, but I don't recall fully how much you were involved in planning for the Brzezinski visit.
Not much. Not much of it all.
I think it was all. I think that's all. In the White House and in our compound, and we had not yet really begun to use our channel with you.
Can you stop it just a minute? I'm calling on the Sierra Leone ambassador, Kojo Anike Randall. Apparently there's a group in Sierra Leone who had gone there from Liberia, still carry Anglo-Saxon American names, but he was a great, great, brilliant man, and would I do him a great favor? Could I get him a book of Adlai Stevenson's speeches? He thought Adlai Stevenson was the greatest man that walked the earth in this century.
I take it at this point, because you had not yet entered into the normalization negotiations, your contact with the Chinese was still fairly limited.
Very limited, yes.
The visitors themselves played, did they not, an important role in providing you opportunities for having contact with Chinese?
It was the Chinese habit to, if an American group was important enough to be granted a meeting with a vice premier, that I would be invited. So American groups were welcome, certainly by me, because that gave us an access that otherwise didn't present itself.
And Zhang Wenjin at this point had not really come to the fore as the vice minister managing the American relationship either. So you, through all this period, your real interlocutors were Wang Hai-rung and Nancy Tan.
Yes. Now, Huang Jun was back in China, and I had ready access to him, which I did not abuse, because it would have been, certainly not have been beneficial to him, but if need be.
But he was then, had he already assumed his position as Minister of Culture?
I don't think
no.
so.
He was waiting for an assignment, in effect.
Although I see on the night of April the 28th, he gave a dinner for the Smithsonian Group at the Minzu restaurant. So he may have been, or at least was picking up some of the functions at that point.
I think he knew when he went back, as I recall, that he was going to be involved in culture, but exactly in what way may have been open to question.
Well,